Today's daf from Masechet Gittin is daf Samach Dalet, and we're holding the Halakha Mishnah at the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beit. Aisha she'amra hitkabel l'gittin, a woman who wants to get her get through appointing a shliach l'kabbalah, has to, in order to be able to support her contention that she's begureshet, and as we'll see, we're talking specifically here also about a time in which they would tear up the gittin and destroy them because there was a government gezeira that people caught following these religious edicts, instead of getting a civil divorce, would be shot and killed. So they would tear up the get, make sure that nobody would find it. So in order for her to be able to say afterwards, to claim that she's megureshet, tzricha shtei kitei edim, she needs two kitot, two witnesses who say that we saw her appoint this shliach for Kabbalah, and two witnesses that say we actually witnessed that the mesira of the get to the shliach, and that it was torn. Well, it doesn't mean necessarily four people. I mean, I feel ein harishonim, ein acharonim. It's also good, you know. It's just the point is that we need two testimonies, is the point. And the truth is that if you have echad min harishonim, ve'echad min acharonim, ve'echad min starefim, I mean, even if you have one guy that's basically supporting on his own, you know, the both testimonies, and two other people are there, same thing, that's fine. Now, the question is, in such cases, who is believed? Let's say we don't have witnesses. So the Baal claims that he had handed over to this shliach as a pikadon, and he said, I want you to hold this get, and I'm going to decide what to do about it. So it's basically a get being held in escrow, perhaps, right? And now, right, where can you sit? It's not so partial. We've got to get you an empty seat. Jonathan needs a seat. Where do we recommend him sitting?
Well, Daniel's not here this morning.
Who's not here?
Well, it doesn't look like this is for you.
That who?
Daniel. Daniel's not here.
Oh, Daniel. Oh, okay, fine. Then just stay there.
This is the last case of escrow.
What's that? Escrow means there's a third party that's holding it for you to determine what to be done with it.
For the Baal.
The Baal says he gave it an escrow. It doesn't matter what the situation is, because usually escrow is where both parties are involved and the determination has to be made, and then the person who's holding something in escrow does according to orders. So in this case, the Baal says, I just wanted you to hold it for me till we decide what to do with it. The shlish, who is the escrow agent, says, that's not true. He handed it over to me for the purposes of gerushin, and I was a shliach kabbalah, and I accepted it on that basis. Minehman. So who in that case would be believed? Rav Huna says, well, the Baal is believed. Rav Kista says, the shlish is believed. Why? Rav Huna says the Baal is ne'eman. Because, I mean, why indeed is it in the hands of a disassociated individual? What's the get doing there? So, wouldn't he have given a get to his wife? So, do you meet the gerushin yava ni'ala? So, l'didavi yavla ni'ala. Then, we should ultimately find this get in the hand of his wife, not in the hand of this person. The person is still holding on to this get. It must be there was an escrow. Whereas Rav Kista says, look, a shalish is always ne'eman, by definition, because if someone is actually an escrow agent, then the very act of giving something into the hands of such a person means that you trusted him, and that when he tells you what's going on, that's the basis of how you're going to proceed. So we would believe him. Wait, the Gemara is going to work. Escrow means where you have a third party, say you have two people, one is a buyer, one is a seller of a piece of property. Who goes first? Who goes first? Do I hand you my money, or do you hand me the shtar? Who goes first? Okay, and especially when it takes a couple of months until the bank puts together the mortgage, and it's that, so what happened? So there's someone in the middle. The middle is the shalish. He's mishulash b'nein. In English, that's called escrow. It's put into escrow. The agent is the agent of the escrow. So he's called the shalish. So we're borrowing terms here that are generally used for financial transactions, obviously, and that's what we're going to be getting into in the Gemara in a moment. So now, according to Rav Chisda, we always believe the agent. Motiv Rav Abba, we have now a braita that makes it very clear. First of all, hoda'at bal din k'mei eidim dami, and it doesn't matter what witnesses say, if one of the parties admits that such is the case to his detriment, then obviously, forget about the witnesses. And in general, shlish ne'man mishnehem, an escrow agent is believed above and beyond either of the parties that were involved in the transaction. So how could we possibly have said otherwise if it says that the shalish is ne'aman? Ketzat. Zeo merkach, v'zeo merkach, and the shalish is the one who is believed regardless of what they say. I'm sorry?
Skip some words.
No.
No, I didn't. Yes, very much so. Answers the Gemara, what does this have to do with anything? This is talking about a financial transaction. Okay? A financial transaction is, by definition, ityahiv l'mechila. The shlish is ne'aman, because at the moment that you hand over the money into a third party's hands, then by definition, it's an arbitration agreement, at least. I mean, you're saying whatever is decided here by the escrow agent is going to be binding. I mean, and I'm Marco. Otherwise, what are you handing your money over to somebody else? So that means I'm accepting the fact that this person is ne'eman on me. That ne'eman is considered to be the equivalent of a mechila. What does it have to do with get? I mean, a get either is or isn't. I mean, it has nothing to do with whether I'm ready to be mavater on the truth. So it's irrelevant to our discussion. Forget about that. Okay, forget about it. So how come the brayta says, v'chein legitin, huh? No, what do you mean, v'chein legitin? Gitin just means shtarot. Come on, don't tell me just because you're learning besachet gitin, you're all involved. The only get there is get for women. I mean, that's just a secondary usage of the word get. Get means a contract. So it means that the same thing is true, and it's a determination of who he's supposed to give over a contract. The offer will have a case. You have a lender, you have a borrower. The borrower may have paid back some of the loan, but we can't give him back the contract. We put the contract into escrow until the loan is completely paid off, and he gives it back. Okay, so who's supposed to get the contract? It's always going to be determined by, was it paid? Wasn't it paid again? V'cheleget? He is ne'aman. Really? So how do you explain the fact that then it says in the bright, v'chele shtarot? Ha ha ha. So what's the get and what's the shtarot then? Must be the get is the get isha, and the shtarot is the money. Well, come on. Puts the two brightot there next to each other. One braita saying the din referring to the use of the word shtar, and the other one uses the word get, and it's referring to exactly the same halacha. You will often find shtarot, braitot with different collections of braitot that will say the same thing, and say it in different words.
Shtar's like the cloud.
No. They're synonyms. Usually, in terms of mominous, they're synonyms. Fine. Okay, so let's see what else we can prove over here tonight. Let's finally get to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, of course, why we brought this up in the first place, that Yishar Sham Rait Kabeli Gitim, Tzrichah Shtei Gitei Edim, Shtayim Shamir Befaneinu Amra, V'Shnayim Sheyamu Befaneinu Kibel V'Kara. Now, I don't understand. We're talking about a case where there's a third party involved. Now the question is, we're arguing between the two parties that gave to the third party, in this case the husband and the wife, and we're talking about believing husband, believing wife. I don't understand. We have the shalish. You said that the shalish is ne'aman, Rav Chisda. So why don't we simply find out what he says? We should just believe what the shalish says. Le'am ne'le shalish. No, wait a minute. Hold on. Over here, the point is we do not have that get. So, amikonafi gita b'tute yadi de lehende? I understand. I said he's believed because he is currently in possession. Now, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the get was torn up in order to avoid government problems, and we needed witnesses that it was nikra. So what are you telling me? We should ask the shlish. So in this case, There's nothing for us to rely on. The fact that both of them agree that we did give it is not enough to say, well, he is them because it's in his hands currently, and therefore he can do what he wants with it at this point. And therefore, since we cannot know without them that he was believed by them, and that's not considered to be a ne'emanut. The shliach is ne'eman because it's biyodah to do the shlichut. But if it's not biyodah to do the shlichut, and all he has is torn pieces of paper or parchment in his hands, that doesn't give him any ne'emanut at all. Well, now, how about the case where she was actually the omrah? I understand, but Kibel, I mean, the case where you read Adam and they say, we saw that she was appointed. I understand that, because otherwise, who's to say that he had the kayak to be a shliach where she didn't say be makabel get? But I don't understand, why do we need Kibel? If we're talking about that we do have the get and it's in his hand, then we have that ne'emanut and we don't need the Kibel part at all. Says Rav, what we're talking about over here is not Kibel in order to be trusted that it was given over to her, because usually if there is a get, then the get in the hand of the person that is able to be the makabel the get, whether it's the woman or whether in this case it is the person that is holding it, because he is backed by witnesses that says he was appointed to be the shliach for Kabbalah, so he's the equivalent of the woman. So I understand, I need Amrah. But once I have that, I have a get in the hands of a divorcee or a divorcee's agent of Kabbalah, which is the same thing as being in the hands of the divorcee. So what exactly do I need Adam for the fact that he was Makabel? Explains Rav, because remember, there's a tremendous machloket that we had way back at the beginning of the Masechet. Is the contract what creates the divorce, or is the Messiah? That means to say, all of the dinim of the Lishma and so on are because of the witnesses that are signed on that contract. It's the written part of the witness's signature that actually effectuates the gerushin, which is what the Rabbanan hold. Or is the get the agency of divorce? But it's the handing over the get, and only that is actually the lishma, and that is what effectuates the divorce, in which case you must have witnesses for the mesira, because witnesses are not on the actual shtar. They're on the mesira. Our mission is simply taken for granted. It was going on the Rabbi Elazar, as we've found many times before, who hold Eide mesira karte, and since Eide mesira karte, then where are the witnesses to the mesira? The fact that you have it in your hands is insufficient, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because like anything else, it requires edut to make it binding, not as a raya, and a tremendous difference. So we thought we were talking about bring a proof that it was given to you. He said, what do you mean, bring a proof? Here it is, hello. But we're not talking about bring a proof. We're talking about where are the witnesses that made it happen. These are witnesses of chalot, not witnesses of raya. Okay, but what about the last piece, kara? What are they tearing up the get for? Where the heck did that come from? Rabbi Yehuda, Amarav, it's talking about b'sha'ata gezerah shanu. We are talking about where the malchut was gozer not to follow religious law, and therefore the very fact that you would have a religious divorce was already grounds for God only knows what. And so, Mamela, they wanted to save people lives. They worked out this way. We give the get, we make sure the get is destroyed, and now we have witnesses. In this case, we also need witnesses in terms of Shliach of Kabbalah, but we have witnesses for the entire transaction. Yeah, and now the Bezdin gives her a ketav that she is Megureshet in order to avoid loss of the get, somebody else with the same name, and all the issues we talked about before.
They tear it.
Omar Rabba. Now, Rabba says a very strange thing. He says, Rav Huna, who said before that we will not believe the escrow agent, agrees that if she said, I mean, this is an insane statement on the surface, that if the woman says, oh, well, the escrow agent told me that it was given to him for purposes of divorce, then she's believed. says, I mean, that is ridiculous. He's not believed, but hearsay evidence about what he said is believed better than him saying it to the court. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? So, you goofalo imam about what he said? Oh, sorry. Obviously, that's no good. Okay. So, it must mean that if she backs him up, in other words, if she says, look, I don't know, we don't have witnesses, but kamoididi legerishin yaviniela mehemna. If she says, I was present when my husband gave it over for purposes of divorce, so she would be believed. Why? Because she has a migo. Because if she wanted to, she could say, I received it directly from the Baal. In this case, we're talking about, obviously, it's no longer in his hands, as we said earlier. And she's admitting that she never got it from the Baal. But she didn't have to admit that. She could have said, hello, I'm a divorcee, here's my divorce. And that would be fine.
Despite the fact that he already said...
No, we're talking about she and Mechatrila has the ability to say, I got this from my Rudek, because this guy had no idea. So she could have said that, and she said, well, actually, they're telling the truth, he is only an agent. But I appointed him to be Mechabel to get, and I saw the husband say, I'm giving this to you for purposes of gerushin. So why can't that be the same ne'emanut that she would have had as simply claiming that she's a divorcee? Now, how about if the Baal says legerishin, and the agent says legerishin, and she says that natanli, it was given to me, and I lost it, and now the question is, we don't have these witnesses. So do we, because we have total agreement, right? I gave a get. I received the get. I had the get. Is that okay?
Is anybody saying that there is
no. We don't have a get anymore. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what are we supposed to do? It's a davar she'be'erva, and we know that the Torah says that a davar she'be'erva requires two edim. And now pishnei edim. That's the we learn that ad davar davar, and therefore eino pachot mishnayim. Now I don't get it. Aren't we back to our problem according to Rav Chisda that a shlish is ne'eman, and over here we all agreed that. Wait a minute. A shlish. I told you before. What kind of question is that? Why would we believe him when it's no longer biyado? We said before. Rav Chisda, who says that a shlish is ne'eman, is basing that psak on the fact that someone who can achieve something now is believed when he said that I achieved it before. But if he doesn't hold the get, he's no longer a shliach that has any meaningful ne'emanut to us, so why should we say that he's ne'eman? Where are the edim? Well, why don't we just believe the husband? I mean, didn't Reb Chiya Bar Avraham Reb Yochanan say that any husband who comes along and says, I divorced my wife, is ne'eman? So Baal Shamar Gerashti et Ishti ne'eman? So why can't he just say that? Well, because he didn't say that he did. Mikama Gerashti. He never said I divorced her. He said, I handed the get over to a shliach. She says, I received it. I received it from the shliach. Obviously, in this case, we're not talking about a shliach Kabbalah. We're talking about a shliach Halacha. Where is it? I lost. So now, the fact that he said Gerashti et Ishti would have been enough, but he didn't say that. He said, I handed this over to an agent, and that agent was supposed to deliver the get, and she's saying, yes, he did deliver the get, but how do we believe a husband who doesn't know the facts? I'm assuming that I gave it to a shliach, and the shliach delivered it. Do you know? No, I don't know. So can you say Gerashti et Ishti? No. I took steps to be Megarash et Ishti. So what does that have to do with why we would believe that she's Megarashet? Well, don't we have a chazaka that a shliach osah shlichuto? That when you appoint an agent, you have a right to assume that the agency was achieved as prescribed. So we should assume, since we have a chazaka, that it's basically something we can rely on la'alacha. So we should say, if the shliach admits he's a shliach, and the husband says, I made him the shliach la'alacha and gave him the get, and she says she got the get. So we have a chazaka that indeed is everybody's telling the truth and things went normally. Because we have that famous case of Reb Yitzchak, somebody who says to a shliach, go out there and get me a wife. Now, these were before the internet days, we could simply click to send somebody. Okay, so you send somebody. The problem is, it was also before cell phones, which is a disaster because it was still before the immortality solutions. And people used to just drop dead in the middle of nowhere, you know. And the shliach dies without reporting the name of the woman that he was mekayem. So, speaking of mail order brides, this is a serious issue. Okay, so the guy figures, fine, so I don't know who my wife is, so I'll choose my own wife. So he chooses a woman. Oh, wait a minute. Does she have any sisters? Yeah. Might that be a sister of your wife? Mother of your wife? Some other relative of your wife? Daughter of... Who knows? So now you can't marry anyone that's got any relatives that might have been the woman that she... that your shliach was mekadesh. Why? He's also b'cholam hashim shebo olam, so to speak. Because chazaka shliach osah shlichuto. We have to assume that the guy went out and he actually was mekadesh a woman for you. And therefore, you never know. Yeah, but come on, that's a chumrah. I mean, it's easy to make chumrahs. It's not even a chumrah that every wife may be related. Every wife may be related, but who's to say we're going to believe in Lakula? We're going to be saying that on a davar shebar for the equivalent of two witnesses. He must have delivered that get new mail. Try FedEx and see.
Well, the difference is, why don't we say that all the women in the world are us? Everybody. Maybe one of those married him and she's married.
This is all, it's all a chumra and rabbanon that we have, but it's really not a sugya. But the Gemara comes out, it's a really mikrad. Now, what about the third party that we haven't discussed? Mrs. Mrs. says that she got a get. And I thought that the ruling is that if a woman walks in and claims that my husband divorced me, she's believed. So why don't we believe her on the strength of Rav Hamnuna? The Amr Rav Hamnuna, Isha Shamra LeBa'ala, Gerashtani Ne'emenet. Why? Because Chazakai Nisha Me'izah Paneh B'fnei Ba'ala. I mean, it's just a psychological reality. One's going to walk over, talk to her husband in his face and say, yes, you gave me a get. I mean, it never happens. It must be it's true. Which, of course, is completely inapplicable here, obviously, because Ani Me'le'echad Le'echad Kama Sayyela. That's where she's saying this out of the blue. I mean, over here, she's got lots of things on her side. So she figures, that idiot never delivered that get, but who's going to know the better? He thinks he sent the get. The guy's claiming he delivered the get. Yes, he delivered the get. Oh my gosh, I lost it. So of course she has no nemunas whatsoever. So because of this, in this case, oh boy, is she meiza, meiza, meiza. Let me tell you, anything to get away from that mamzer. Okay, and now we're ready for the Volga Boatman rendition of
Zuk the Helika Mishnah.
Not exactly sabotage. Now, moving on, we know that the Torah has given over Rishut binu Urea Beit Avia. The Torah gave over Rishut to a Na'ara, to her father. And one of the things that has the right to do is can be Makabal Kedushin, but he can also be Makabal a get. But so can she, because after all, why not? She's a Gedola, and what would possibly be the reason not to be able to be Makabal again? Omer of Yehuda, no. I mean, you go, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochot Kachat. What does that mean? You can't have a dot that is Mechulak between two different minds and say that those two different individuals have the right to the same thing. So it's only if the Torah gave his chus to the father, then the Aviyah is mekabel et gita, and only Aviyah bilvad. In general, you should know, that kol she'eina yechola lishmor et gita, eina yechola lehitgaresh. If we're talking about somebody who is incapable of actually relating to the get, doesn't know how to watch the get, and so on, so then there's no way to be megarish. I mean, there's two issues over here. There has to be a netinah get into a hand that has a hand, And also, as we saw elsewhere, you have to be from Vishilcha mi beito. She has to be Mishulachat mi beito. She does not have the ability to understand what happened. She's had a mental breakdown. If the Kiddushah were to your rights and so on, how could you send her away? She keeps coming back. She has no idea what you're talking about, but you're a divorcee. Oh, that's nice. Can we go out for ice cream? So, Bemela, it's not possible in that case to divorce her. Now, what exactly is the machlokas here between Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda? I mean, is this a theoretical understanding of the nature of zechut? I mean, is it really true that there's some basic concept that you cannot have two yadot ever? Well, no, the point is that the Rabbanan Savre, that the meaning of Binu'urea Beit Aviha is a tosefet zechut for the father. That's all that it is. And therefore, it's not in any way contradictory to the fact that she has her own reshus. Now, what you're doing, according to Rabbanan, is you are basically conflating two issues. If a father has reshus over a ketana, let's say, then obviously he's the only one that has reshus. Okay? That's true. But in a case where someone is a gedola, in this case she's a nara, so during those 6 months that he still has continued presence in her life, that presence in her life does not take over. It's just that he has a schusin, the same kind of schus that he would have, for monetary issues and so on. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, what it's saying is that she remains in the reshus of the father, not that he gets a schus to her. And therefore, b'mokom avia yadila lav kloni. If there is someone over her, then he subsumes her rishos. If he's not alive, that's something else. Then there's no one over her, and she has her own yad. As a matter of fact, even the ketana, it seems here, Rashi seems to say that the ketana wouldn't be able to be mitgareshet, but remember that with dat acheret makneh, and it's necessary to do this bal korchai anyway, because we're talking about it yet, then why wouldn't the ketana also be able to be mitgareshet? And indeed, as Tosis points out, Rashi in Kiddushin seems to agree that that's true, even though here he says that you wouldn't be able to be mitgareshet if she was married midyaraita, and now there's nobody around to be mekabel to get. It would seem that you can be mezakeh her, so to speak, in a get, because it's my das, and I can do it bar korcha. It doesn't matter if it's chut or chovah.
Is it also dafka lurasa?
Is it what?
Is it also dafka lurasa as opposed to
Yes, because then, she's Yotzim Rishus Aviyah permanently when she's married, yeah. Now, Koshe Nayecholah Lishmor Et Gita, now the question is, what does that mean, Lishmor Et Gita? So, Torah Bona Kitana, Hayodat Lishmor Et Gita Mitgareshet. So, if she knows what this get is and can respond to this get, so then it's possible to be Megaresh her. But now, this is a question, by the way, whether this would be true even if the father is mekabel get. In other words, if a father is alive and is mekabel get, does it matter whether she knows that she's megareshet? Or do we say, well, it's all based on the father, so whether she knows or not, the father can be shomer her not to go back and not to view herself as being married. And that's the das of Yerushalmi, actually. And others learn that, no, this is a problem in the ability to be megarish, because the gerishin has to affect the relationship, and if it doesn't affect the relationship, because she has no idea what it's about, then you can't be megarish. You just missed the last opportunity of the day for a Zakta Halakha Mishnah. We had to turn to the Volga boatman instead.
It was not in prime form.
Yeah.
The window did not.
Maybe you'll stay for the review today, and then you'll do it for the review. Very good. So, what would that mean? Ezri kitana yodat lishmoret gita? Well, it would be, and this is very opaque, kol shemishamer gita v'davar acher. She can watch the get at something else. What? What is that supposed to mean? Maika Omar. Well, it means, it means like she knows, wow, this is an important document, and she loses it, and she finds instead the water bill or a library card, and she says, oh, important document. And so now she keeps this because she's so excited about the important document that she'll take her library card and make it the important document. not Gifla Barmano. She's a total idiot. What are you talking about? Hoshota Baumai. I understand. She can't tell the difference between getting a library card. Then how in the world are you considering that to be Shomeret at Kita? This was a great story. This one of the guys in the Daf Yomi. That's amazing. Mice from years ago. He was caught speeding, and in those days, you know, you use your American license, no international license. Caught speeding near Tellstone, it was. You know, the guy pulls him over, you know. Where's your license? He pretends not to understand a word of Hebrew, takes out his library card, right? hands it to the cop, right? Cop's looking at it, and suddenly switches to English. 21 years I was on the force in Texas, ain't nobody ever given me a life. Poor guy. Anyway, so, this
justice prevails.
So this is a shaita b'alma. How could that mean what he was saying? Okay, you're right. Let's try this again. Okay, take two. It means just the opposite. It means kol shemavchenet ben gita ledavar acher. It means that she actually knows how to tell the difference between a water bill, a contract, and a get from her marriage. Look, you know, it's the old Moshe Rabbeinu Paro trick. You know, so you hand him a little stone. Ach, throw it away. But you hand him a little nut. Ha, yum yum. And he takes it. A katan like that has sufficient dot for stage one. And stage one is if you give him something. This doesn't mean if he picks up something, because we already said that that was only b'nei tikkun olam. But here we're talking about dot acheret makne. Dot acheret makne is sufficient, but there's even the same concept of shomeret gita, so to speak, on any kinyan. So if the child is so young that he doesn't know the difference, to be able to watch something useful as opposed to something useless, it's all the same to him. Even dat acheret makna doesn't help, because there's no concept in the recipient of holding on to something. But once you get that basic concept, you're talking about a very, very young child, you can be makna using your dat to that child, and it would have a din of being his own. But he obviously cannot be zoche la'achirim, because he can't use his own dot, and you can't use him then as the stand-in for somebody else. Here, take this for your friend. Take this for your friend means he's going to eat it faster. Okay, that you can't do. Now,
you gave it to him.
On the other hand, a chefetz u'machziro la'achirsha'a. You give him something, right? And you say, here, take care of this for me. The guy puts it away. You come back an hour later, and you say, remember, I gave you something. And he says, sure, I put it in the closet. And he takes out of the closet, gives it back to you. Then that means there's a concept of ownership. And once there's a concept of ownership, then you can also use your dot to bein la'atzmo, bein la'achirim. Now, I said over this mimer, after Rav dies, says Rav Yudah, I said over this mimer to Shmuel. And Shmuel said, no, davada achati. It's exactly the same case. Well, you didn't say in which direction. What do you mean? My davada achati. Om Rav Chisda, what he means is, echotze can only be zocher la'atzmo and cannot be zocher la'achirim. How are you going to explain, if you cannot be mezakeh, the whole Mishnah Erev? How are you be mishtatif in a mavui? So what you do is you're meniach a chavit, and you have in there things that are edible for kol b'nei amavui, and that way, by putting it in one of the chatzerot, all of the people that have exit through that mavui, which the chatzerot open onto, are allowed to carry from the chatzer to the mavui.
It's like the rent envelope. Everybody puts some money, and then we can all use the room.
Oh, amazing. It just happened to work out today. Yeah? So.
Had them over a barrel.
He's really, really quick. He's really quick. Mizakelahem, but here's the funny thing. It says, Mizakelahem, he can be Mizaket to the rest of the Mavui by, they have to, like we do for the, you know, Erev that we make on Erev Yontev, where it's Erev Tafshilin, where Mizaket for other people, that it should be their food also. Here, it's not just an addition. That's the whole point. It has to be their food. So how does it happen? So he calls over even his own children, if they are Gedolim, or he can even use Avdo v'shifchato ha'ivrim, because they have kinyanim. He doesn't know, you know, it's a kol mashakona evet kona rabo. And be mizaken and said, here, you take this on behalf of the other people who live in this movement. There's only one little problem. How old is the shifcha? So, I shifcha echidani. If she was already of age, so she had reached puberty, and atya shtei sarot, what the heck is she doing there? And nobody knows what he's tippy-toeing down there for. So my boy got there. She shouldn't be there at all because he doesn't own her anymore. So there's no shifcha. Elalav de lo atyash de sarot. Obviously, she still is a ketana. And it says over here, yes, she is zolcha for all the other people in the mavui. Tosis points out, it's a little bit crazy. Why is a ketana shifcha able to be zolcha, but his own banav ketanim cannot be zolcha? He can only use banav agdolim. How do you explain that? So if we learn that Gedolim over here do not mean Gedolim in the sense of age and puberty, they mean independent. Fine, and then that works out, and that indeed is one of the Pshatim in the Gemara. But, you know, so they're not Somech al Shulchanov. When they're Somech al Shulchanov, it's like taking out of one pocket and putting it in the other pocket. You know, don't you love it when your kid says, I'll fill up the car for you, you know, right? Right, but with whose credit card? All right. So, how do you explain this? So, what we answer is, well, Shaini Shitufa Mevaot Rabbanan. Ah, Rabbi Chinan Avardon. What are you asking? This whole thing is a special takana. The whole thing is a takana de Rabbanan, and as part of the takana to go through the motion, so to speak, of big mezakeh, you also enabled, so to speak, a cup that normally cannot be mezakeh l'acher. Okay, and Vardon said nothing. Amrav Chista, gee, poor Vardon must have gotten a stroke or something. Terrible, terrible. I mean, what an idiotic answer. And he just sat there and accepted the answer. Ishtik Vardon, shame. Nice guy he was. Okay, my Havilil Meimar. So what should he have said? He should have said, that's ridiculous. Because we know that the way a takana d'rabbanan works is never by creating something out of old cloth. It always follows the norm of what such a thing would be in the case of the d'oraita. So if you're telling me that kinyonim do not exist without dat in terms of being mezakeh l'acher, you're not going to create one case where just nowhere, that's something that we never heard of and out of old cloth in order to make it work that violates all the rules of how the d'rabbanan work. So he should have said, that's silly. Called the takun rabbanan ke'in d'oraita takun. Now, Rebbe Chinuna Vardana, who seems to be perfectly healthy, and who says, oh yeah, like heck, what's his answer to that? He actually has a very intelligent answer. And what he says is, v'ida, ki amrina kol d'tikun rabbanan ke'in d'oraita tikun. This idea is where we have analogs. In other words, the idea that a Rabbanan will follow the general modalities that are common throughout the Torah is where what we're dealing with is also something that has an extension to an idea in the Torah. This idea of making a shituf mavot is made out of whole cloth. It's absolutely ridiculous. So it's basically a far-fetched scenario in which, in order to avoid the confusions of what constitutes a separate reshut and the confusion of ba'alut with reshut as separate people and so on, fine, so they created it. So when do we say, kol d'tikun rabbanan ke'in d'oraita tikun, that's only b'milta d'itli ikar min ha'Torah, but as a basis in the Torah. So you're extending that basis, fine. Milta the letla ikarbanatra violates all concepts of reshuyot in terms of mechitzot. So why should I stick to anything? I'm not sticking at all. I'm trying to create a mechanism which is basically meant to remind people And that's what it's all about, that you cannot carry into a separate rishut. And since a mova leads easily into a rishut rabim, so we go through this entire idea of making all of our dinim about mavot and making simonim in them and creating the concept of sheet of mavot. So I make a simon. That's basically what it is. And therefore, I would never have rejected this teretz based simply on your idea called the tikkun. Daf samach daled. But do not be sad. The review goes on. Ha'isha she'amra itkaper legiti tzricha shtei kitei edim. Shnayim she'amrim befanenu amra, v'shnayim she'amrim befanenu kibel v'kara. And the truth is, afilu hein harishonim, hein achronim, or echad min harishonim, echad min achronim, echad mitzarefim ahem, it's all fine. Itma. Baal omer, well, I only handed it over to the kadon. Shleish omer, no, I was a shliach for Kabbalah, and it was l'gerashit, mi neman. Revun omer, baal neman, rechist omer shleish neman. Revun omer, baal neman, I mean, it's, what's it doing in his hands? Imita the l'gerash, and yavi ne'alad, why didn't he to give it to the woman? So l'didah have a yavlan ne'alad. Rufista Omar, no, the Shlish is Neman by definition, because the guy accepted that he is reliable, so he can't suddenly change his mind and say, no, what he says, pay no attention to the man behind the Shlish. So therefore, I am there. Moti Revaba, it says in the bright road, Dad Baldin Kamea Edim Dami, and that a Shlish is Neman Mishleim, Ketza, Zeomer Kach, only the Shlish is Neman. Well, of course, that's talking about monetary matters. So shiny moment the mechila. So then you're saying giving it over. So then you're accepting the shalish. What does that have to do with gittin? Vatanya v'chein legittin. Yeah, gittin. Gittin moment. Oh yeah, vatanya v'chein l'shtorot. Yeah, but it doesn't say v'chein legittin v'chein l'shtorot in one place, does it? So midi gabi hadadi tanya. How about our Mishnah tonight? Hisha shemrait kabel legiti tzichashtei kiteidim shnayim sheyamru befanenu amra v'shnayim sheyamru befanenu kibel v'kara. Why? Just whatever the shalish says goes, Rav Chista, no? So lehemne l'shalish. What does the Mishnah have to do with what we're talking about? We were talking about a case where the shalish is in possession. Over here, nobody's in possession. He's only believed because he had it in his possession. Now, we say you need witnesses. I mean, I understand you need witnesses for Amra, because what else creates the state of the shliach Kabbalah that we could be aware of? But why in the world do we need kibel if you're in possession? The kibel lomami. Omer, Rav, we're not talking about kibel as a raya. We're talking about kibel as a chalot, because this is going on libli Rabbi Elazar. How many Rabbi Elazar yedi homar ede mesira karte? And why this weird thing about tearing up the get? Why would you tear up the get? Korah, lomali, and then to be koveya edim. It's not clear because we've shown him whether the kviyuta edim is part of the takana of Korah, or it's just throwing it in. And by the way, they were koreya. I mean, what do you need edim for that they were koreya? You know, in order to make it an official act of the court, there's some hold that we're actually koveya, that the edim should be there. Okay, but in any event, what's it about? Om Rav Yonah Marav b'sha'ata gizera shanu. Om Rav. Umodeh Ravuna. De'i amra ihi. Oh, come on, you know that's ridiculous. Maybe he committed the shlish gufi lo mehemad v'yimehemad with hearsay evidence about what he said. That's absurd. No, I'm sorry. I mean, yamra kamoi didi, the same thing that the shlish is saying, that it was legerishin yava. So then mehemna because of a migo. What is the migo? Migo, as the Gemara says, that a person who puts his arm on his forehead falls asleep within 60 seconds, because yada l'ufta z'chada m'shisha b'fshina, migo, that he could have been actually snoring. Yeah. So what is the migo?
Read between the lines here.
So the migo is that she could have herself been ne'emanah, because she could have said that I actually was makabel directly from the Baal. How about if the Baal says Legerishin? The Shlish says Legerishin. And she says, yes, that Shliach that was given the get, Legerishin, by the Baal, actually handed me the get. But I lost it. Rabbi Yochanan, well, I mean, well, I understand. We don't have two witnesses about a Gerishin, do we? So it's Avi Dover Sheba'erva. Vein Dover Sheba'erva Pachot Mishnayim. Well, why can't we believe the Shlish? I thought Rav Chista says we believe the Shlish. Shlishta. We believe the Shlishta when it's Biyode. Mikanavi Gita Mitu Tiyade Lamehemde. So can't we believe the Baal? Don't we have a general rule? Rabbi Kiva Ravina, everybody else says a Baal. Sheamar Gerashit Ishti is Ne'aman. Yes, but this guy never said Gerashti now, did he? All he said was, I handed it over to FedEx. I mean, how is that Gerashti? Mikamar Gerashti? So the Lema Chazok, a Shliach, was a Shlichato? I mean, didn't Rabbi Yitzchak say, I'm going to Shluch HaTzev, I'm going to Shlich HaStam, who made Shlucho, a Sur B'chol Anashim B'Olam, because Chazok, a Shliach, was a Shlichuto? Ani Mili L'chumra, Avalakula, we're going to rely on it to be Matir and Eshizish, are we? Well, why don't we believe her? Mirav Amnuna. The Omer of Amnuna, Isha Shamrala Vala Gerashtani, Ne'emenet, because Chazoka, Eina Isha Me'izah Paneha Bifnei Baala, but good. Nara, wait. It's the chance of a lifetime. In a lifetime of chance.
Zok de Heilike Mishnah.
Nara hamu urasa hili avia mekavlinet kita. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Inchte Yadayim Zochot Kechat Ela Avia, and only Avia Mekabelet Kita Bilvat. Because she ina yechola lishmor kita ina yechola litgarish at all. But my come if the Gerabon is Savra Yada Yeterata Zachila Rahmana. Rabbi Yehuda Savra Bimkom Avia Yadila Lav Klumi, because it's giving over her rishus into the head of the father. Because she ina yechola lishmor kita tan Rabbana. Kitana yodaat lishmor kita mitgarishat, she ina yodaat lishmor kita ina mitgarishat. What defines a kitana yodat lishmoret kita? Kol shemishamer kita v'davar acher. What's that supposed to mean? Rabbi Yochanan Gomer. Kol shemishamer davar acher, because she can confuse it with her get. Wow, she's supply, doubly, intensely shomeret kita. Matkifa refunu bar manoach, she's doubly, superly, intensely an idiot. Ashota b'almai. This idea of mafchin is also part of a whole concept of being able to have ba'alut on something, even when it's given over midat. Let's say you give a kid tzror v'zorko, it goes minot lo. So then you can use dat acheret maknet to be zocher l'atzmo. You cannot use his dat to be mezakel acherim, but he's saying not zocher l'acherim. But if you give him a chafetz, and after a while you come back and you ask for it back, he's machzir l'achashah, so then he now has a sophisticated sense of ownership. Okay, so then he can be zocher, bein la'atzmo, bein la'acherim. This is yours, this is mine. I was holding it, but that doesn't make it mine, and it's still somebody else's. Then he can actually have the idea, this was given to me for someone else. So at this point he has a theory of mind in terms of ownership, and therefore you can use his mind as a data karat magnet. So this is all very nice, but davadachati, which you don't tell me which what he means. My davadachati. Omer chista echad ze vechad ze can only be zochel atzmo. He cannot be zochel achirim. Obviously, this could also involve the problem of whether zechia is mitam shlichut. If zechia is mitam shlichut, and ain't shlichut lekatan, then we're involving a whole new problem in creating him as a zocher for someone else. It's not only his vision of what ownership means and his understanding that there are different minds that can own different things. Fine. Now, Moshe Rav Chanina Vardhan, Ketzad Mishtatvim B'Mavui, Minyechat Chavit V'Omer Arezu L'chol B'nei HaVavui, and then you have to mizake to them. So how are you a mizake? Well, if you have older children, or you can use Avdov Shifchato as long as they're Ivrim, because they still have a Yad. Now I got a little bit of a problem here, says Bechanimba, because this Shifcha by definition is a minor. Because I Shifcha Yechidami. Idat Yeshte Sarot, what the heck is she doing there? El Alav Deloak Yeshte Sarot. And nonetheless, it says Uchela Acherim, which means that it is possible to be Mezaka to someone else. And Shmuel said, no, no, Davada Achata, you cannot. Omer, so they answered him to Vardina, Shaine Shitufei Mevaot, which is all the Rabbanon. So what's the problem? We were talking about the question whether you could be Bezaka Diorite. Omer of Chista, poor Vardon, Ishtik, what do you think he should have said? So, my Havi Leilameh, I mean, you're saying there's an obvious comeback to this. What's the obvious comeback? He should have said, that's crazy, call the Tikkun Rabbanan, and you're right, the Tikkun. Whereas what Rav Chanina was thinking is, the only time we say, call the Tikkun Rabbanan, and you're right, the Tikkun, is only b'milta d'itlei ikra min haTorah, and therefore it's following a particular format that is translated to an analogous system in a Rabbanan. But where there's no analogous system at all, and it's a milta d'itlei ikra min haTorah, why do we follow any rules at all? There's nothing to follow. So we don't need a kendiraita tikkun.